Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Kevin, how you doing, my man?
Doing good. Thanks for having me.
Oh, absolutely, man. Let's just start with this. There has been a lot of questions around the league, certainly here in Kansas City. Are the Colts for real? You watch this team, you cover this team, you follow this team. Do you think the Colts are real?
Yeah, I think offensively it's pretty hard to argue against. I know they didn't come off a great performance by any means against Pittsburgh, but pretty historic the numbers they've put up so far this season. I am curious in general about the second half of their season. The schedule is definitely tougher. You know, started with Pittsburgh last week. They'll have, you know, Kansas City coming out of the bye here in a few weeks. They go to Seattle. So, those are some, you know, teams, venues that are just different than what they've faced so far. So that's an element. Obviously, the Gardner trade, their pass defense to me wasn't at a January level. The thought there is, you know, certainly you get one of the elite corners in the league and, you know, it'll aid your pass rush a little bit. So that was, you know, quite the swing. And, you know, right now when you view an AFC where potentially some people think the door's cracked, is this your time to try and take advantage of that? So they definitely been one of the surprise teams so far. Again, offensively pretty historic and quite the swing yesterday from a trade standpoint.
So let's talk about the trade from two different perspectives, because I think there's multiple ways of looking at it. The first way of looking at it is I think the Colts are telling you who they're at least long-term plan is at quarterback. If you trade both of your first round picks, you think you have your quarterback on your roster. Like, you think Daniel Jones is the answer. Do you think that's the right play? Do you think the Colts should be committing this early, this soon to Daniel Jones, at least for the next 18 months?
Yeah, correct. I guess to start there. Yes. I think this move definitely indicates that they think Daniel Jones is their future. Yeah. To me, it's a little dangerous game to play, you know, 2 months into an era, if you want to call it that. I mean, it's kind of crazy how 2 months ago, I think the general thought was, you know, Chris Ballard and Shane Steichen were on hot seats and, you know, Anthony Richardson would have one more year to play it out and then that's it. And now all of a sudden it's like, wait, should you build the Daniel Jones statue next to Peyton Manning or on the other side of Lucas Oil Stadium? That's just kind of how fans react here. So, in an ideal world, I think you probably wouldn't be giving up your next two first-round picks. But, you know, when premium position players at the age of 25 become available and, you know, again, you feel like the door might be a little cracked, and obviously any sort of AFC run you get on, you're going to have to go through quarterbacks that, you know, obviously have the names of Mahomes and Allen and Herbert and those sorts of guys. You know, Drake May maybe is starting to become one of those guys. You're going to need to be better at that position. So, you know, there are some elements to this that I don't think it's 2022 Daniel Jones when he did this with New York. You know, that was a heavy kind of run Daniel Jones. He was really kind of a dual threat guy. And for the most part, he's been really just delivering from the pocket. But, yeah, there is, you know, a little pause I have. But, you know, the nature of the quarterback game is, you know, when you think you even have maybe the guy and he's in the last year of his contract, if you don't spend on him, somebody will. And you certainly know if Daniel Jones hit the open market next year, there'd be quite the suitor swarm.
It's really an interesting dynamic that the Colts have because they have a new owner that is really trying to be hands-on. And I really appreciate what she's done so far. The press conferences on the sideline, like, you can tell that she is trying to learn as much about this process as she can. You then couple that with everybody wants to leave their own mark. Everybody wants to leave their thumbprints on something now that you own the team. And you also got a general manager where if you look at football right now, you were just one cold streak away from everybody saying that you should be fired. When you get both of those things together, you get a big aggressive move. And that's what the Colts did, going to go get Sauce Gardner.
Yeah. And I think so much of this has to do with their position right now within the AFC of, Chris Ballard, their GM, has now been there for 9 years, you know, came over from Kansas City. And, you know, they had made one in-season trade in its first 8 years. And if you looked at their records at the deadline, they never sniffed this. More often than not, they were looking up at the lowliest division in the AFC, in the AFC South. Whereas now, you're 7-2, again, from a point differential really, it's been historic what they have done so far. That's a time where you become a big-time buyer. And, you know, I don't even really think Sauce Gardner was a name floated around from a trade deadline standpoint. But when you throw in two first-round picks, you know, A.D. Mitchell was a second-round wideout from last year. That's going to get guys to maybe call you back or, you know, hang on the line.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
A little bit longer here, and you caught the Jets at the right time, too, clearly, with their fire sale. So you add all that up, and, you know, to steal a phrase from Jim Irsay, you know, all chips are in, really, and now we'll see it plays out. You know, typically there is a stepping stone to playoff success, and if you look at the AFC, obviously, we've had the same Final Four teams each of the last 2 years. And we'll see if the Colts are positioned this year to, you know, be one of those Final Four this year.
And that's the other side of this. Right now, we're talking to Kevin Bowen with 103.7 The Fan in Indianapolis. The Colts make the trade to go out and get Sauce Gardner. I think if you're the Colts, it is understandable why you would be aggressive. The Chiefs, at least so far through the first 9 games, don't look like the same dominant team that they've been over the last handful of years. Baltimore right now sits at 3-5. You don't have to worry about going through Joe Burrow. And it feels like this is a little bit of a different AFC, where I think the Colts are looking at it where, what if there is a chance that we only have to play Buffalo or Kansas City and we could have one of those teams at home? Like, if we play the 4 seed and then we play one of those 2 teams at home, you got to feel good about your chances at home in the AFC championship in what likely would be a coin flip kind of game. So we're going to push our chips in the middle of the table to try to find somebody who could potentially neutralize Josh Allen or Patrick Mahomes. I maybe think that the Colts gave up too much to go get Sauce Gardner, but I certainly understand the logic and the intention behind going to get him.
Yeah, and honestly, I can see it from really both franchises. It was one of those rare occurrences yesterday, which, you know, be careful what you are, you know, scrolling through on social media. But, like, it seemed like both franchises felt pretty good about what their teams did. And, you know, the Jets obviously are in a clear rebuild, whereas the Colts, and you just laid out the AFC, they look at it and think, well, with only one bye, if you can get that one bye and then, you know, again, get guys, you know, to come to your dome to try and make it to the Super Bowl, maybe it will be different. Now, you know, I've lived this NFL world just like anyone else has lived the NFL world over the last handful of years. Getting through Allen and Mahomes sounds good on paper, but, you know, actually doing it when the playoffs arise is a whole different animal. And, you know, playoff success for this franchise has been lacking. For those that haven't been totally plugged into the Colts, they haven't won a division title in 10 years, which is kind of crazy when you think about the AFC South as a whole. They've won one playoff game in that time frame. And they're currently in a 4-year playoff drought, which is, you know, one of the longest in the NFL with, you know, playoff expansion happening, that typically teams don't go this long without a playoff appearance there. So I think when you add all of that up, yes, there's a natural sense of urgency. And then you couple it with, wait a minute, 7-2. Again, maybe the door is cracked a little bit to where, you know, Mahomes and Allen might be playing on the road in the wild card round, which is not something we've you know, had. You know, maybe this is the opportunity where all the dominoes align to kind of go ahead and try to make this move.
I was really clamoring for Jonathan Taylor to get some MVP buzz in consideration. I hate the fact that we have just determined that only quarterbacks can win the award, but man, you can't go 14 carries for 45 yards and don't score a touchdown against the Steelers defense. And then I can't come on here and argue that he should be the MVP right now.
Yeah, definitely was a step back in that hype, you know, after so much of it leading into the game. You know, it's funny, we've obviously had this debate in our market recently, and obviously there's a huge quarterback bias to the award. You know, we had a listener reach out and say, instead of MVP, it should be MOP, You know, because if you just literally went off the acronym MVP, well, then a quarterback's going to win it every time. You know, I'd say this about virtually any NFL team. If I told you and you have the Jonathan Taylor equivalent at running back, you'd rather take your chances with your second string running back in a game versus your second string quarterback in a game. That's just the value of that position. But if you went most outstanding player, now maybe we get Travis Hunter winning the Heisman, or we get Derrick Henry, you know, getting some votes recently. I mean, it's wild to think, you know, we've had Triple Crown winners. We've had Ja'Marr Chase. We've had Cooper Kupp. And yet you've got to go back all the way to, you know, 2017 with Todd Gurley for the last time we've seen a running back get a vote. You know, not win the award. That's Adrian Peterson in 2012. Just get a vote. Again, you got to go all the way back to Gurley, you know, almost a decade ago. So, you know, to me, when you look at the Colts, yes, is Taylor the, you know, most valuable player on the Colts? No, I mean, it is probably Jones. But when you talk about the best player so far this season, yes, I do think it is the running back.
I'll get you out of here with this last question. I'm not sure if gambling is legal in Indiana or not, but right now on FanDuel, you can get the Colts to be the one seed in the AFC at plus 340. If I gave you a free $100 bet, do you think the Colts will be the one seed in the AFC?
Ooh, that is a good one. It is legal, by the way. I'm going to say no. If I had to pair up their schedule next to New England's the rest of the way, I want to say New England's a little bit tamer. Again, they still have to go Atlanta and Berlin coming up on Sunday. Then their bye week at Kansas City, at Jacksonville. They still have Houston twice. They still have San Francisco. They go to Seattle. So I'm going to say New England's got a little bit of the easier schedule the rest of the way. I think the AFC West will beat each other up too much. So I'll say the Patriots are the onesie, which was a crazy thought 2 months ago as well.
Well, you can get the Patriots right now plus 500. Buffalo, they are the favorite at plus 140 to be the one seed in the AFC. That is Kevin Bowen joining us on the show with 107.3 The Fan in Indianapolis. Kevin, we'll catch up with you in a couple of weeks whenever Indianapolis comes to town, comes to Arrowhead.
Sounds good. Looking forward to it.
Absolutely, man. That is Kevin Bowen joining us on the show. Rob, I know we don't have a lot of time. If the Colts are not the one seed in the AFC, we don't have to take them seriously.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.